Simon & Schuster Audio presents If It Bleeds by Stephen King. Read by Will Patton, Danny Burstein, and Stephen Weber.
Thinking of Russ Dorr. I miss you, Chief. Mr. Harrigan's phone. My hometown was just a village of 600 or so, and still is, although I have moved away. But we had the internet, just like the big cities, so my father and I got less and less personal mail. Usually, all Mr. Nadeau brought was the weekly copy of Time, flyers addressed to Occupant or Our Friendly Neighbors, and the monthly bills. But starting in 2004, the year I turned 9 and began working for Mr. Harrigan up the hill, I could count on at least 4 envelopes hand-addressed to me each year. There was a Valentine's Day card in February, a birthday card in September, a Thanksgiving Day card in November, and a Christmas card either just before or just after the holiday. Inside each card was a $1 scratch ticket from the Maine State Lottery, and the signature was always the same. Good wishes from Mr. Harrigan. Simple and formal. My father's reaction was always the same, too. A laugh and a good-natured roll of the eyes. "He's a cheapster," Dad said one day. This might have been when I was 11, a couple of years after the cards began arriving. "Pays you cheap wages and gives you a cheap bonus. Lucky devil tickets from Howie's." I pointed out that one of those 4 scratches usually paid off a couple of bucks. When that happened, Dad collected for me at Howie's because minors weren't supposed to play the lottery even if the tickets were freebies. Once, when I hit it big and won $5, I asked Dad to buy me 5 more dollar scratch-offs. He refused, saying if he fed my gambling addiction, my mother would roll over in her grave. "Harrigan doing it is bad enough," Dad said. "Besides, he should be paying you $7 an hour, maybe even 8. God knows he could afford it. 5 an hour may be legal since you're just a kid, but some would consider it child abuse." "I like working for him," I said. "And I like him, Dad." "I understand."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?